Welcome back to the Sports Desk, and I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by former Finn Harps captain Declan Bowen. Declan, we'll start with Harps' 3-0 defeat at Shamrock Rovers on Friday night. Ollie Horgan said afterwards they were lucky it wasn't more. Would you agree with that assessment?
Yeah, this one was a big night, obviously, for Shamrock Rovers. Wanted to capture it back-to-back National League titles, which is a great achievement, and yeah, well worthy of champions for this year. So 33 matches played, 72 points, 22 won, 6 draws, 5 losses. So that just tells you the form that they're in. It was always going to be a big ask going up to Tala, concerning the form that they're in as well, and a chance to lift the trophy at home with a big crowd, great atmosphere. And obviously, it was always going to be a big challenge for Harps, and the fact that they conceded so early made it very difficult. And if you're probably the management team, you'd be asking them to hold out for the first 10 or 15 minutes to quieten down the crowd, to keep the atmosphere down. But yeah, listen, when you concede after 4 minutes and you know, overall 3-0 probably could have been a bit more for sure, you know. But Harps played better in the second half, I would think. They were 2-0 down, obviously, in the first half. Two wonderful goals and strikes by Daniel Mandrew. So he was excellent on the night, and two really good finishes. Harps probably should have defended the first goal a lot better than they did. The second goal was a good header, low into the far corner of the net. So a good ball in from the right-hand side. So yeah, listen, good team. You know, when you really have to defend well, and you go up against the top opposition like them away from home, and just didn't do that on the night. And Raleigh's right, could have been more, could have been 4. Ryan Connolly definitely was a penalty against him on another night. He was lucky enough to get away with that one. And yeah, they scored later on as well to make it 4 with Imaku coming on and scoring on the 8th minute as well. Young lad, he's on 18 years of age, gone 18 in October. So you know, he's got a bright future ahead of him for Shamrock Rovers. But 4-0, yeah, worthy, or 3-0, to say, worthy victory for Shamrock Rovers, and worthy to lift the national title and the Premier Division Kings this year.
Yeah, and you mentioned it a bit there, Declan. When you go to Tala and concede in the opening 5 minutes, it's always going to be an uphill battle then, isn't it?
That is, yeah. Listen, that's the key, isn't it? You go up there, you've got to make sure that, you know, you break down your intervals in the 45 minutes and the first 15 minutes. You make sure you keep everything tight and give nothing silly away. And if they go and score a wonder strike, well, so be it. But if they, you know, you just got to defend it better. The first one is a weak mix-up between Ethan Boyle and Shane McElhenney, and it's just the Mandrew just stole in between them, and Martin Ginley came out and he took a good touch past him and slotted into the open net, and it's just a wee bit soft, you know, without them really creating too much. And yeah, it's always difficult when you can see it so early. But yes, I mean, you have to say the second half was a good response from Finn Harps. They passed the ball a bit better. Ollie, you could see he rotated a lot of the players in and out, so with one eye obviously on the match against Drogheda tomorrow evening, so that was what he was thinking. So he did rotate players in and out. So yeah, and I'm not sure if he went with the strongest team starting off as well. So that's just how, where he thought he'd be, and he was always going to be a difficult task up there. And he's concentrating, thinking more about the Drogheda match tomorrow night at home.
Yeah, it's a busy week ahead. You touched on it there, Drogheda at home. How important is that game for Ollie Horgan and Finn Harps?
Critical. I mean, every game now, from now until the end, is massive. I mean, they're all cup finals pretty much. It's so tight down the bottom. You know, considering that, I mean, Harps are on 38 points, Waterford on 39, Dundalk are moved up to 42 with the game played, and Drogheda themselves are on 43. So, I mean, if Harps can get 3 points on Monday night against Drogheda, that brings them up to 41. That closes the gap with them and Drogheda. Obviously, Waterford have Derry. The game was fixed for Monday. Now it's changed to Tuesday evening. So, yeah, listen, that gives an opportunity for Harps to grab a wee bit of momentum and get 3 points at home. It'll not be easy. Drogheda are a tough team to play against, and they've played a lot of games as well. Drogheda are playing Dundalk on Thursday evening as well, so a lot of games over a short space of time. But yeah, difficult. You know, Drogheda don't concede too many goals. They lost 2-0 to Sligo Rovers at the weekend, and well deserved victory by Sligo Rovers. But yeah, it'll not be easy. But listen, if Harps can put in a good performance at home, you just never know. Hopefully they can get 3 points and close that gap between, you know, ourselves and Dundalk and Drogheda, and leapfrog hopefully Waterford, and obviously Harps will be looking for Derry to do them a favour on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, and will the fact that Drogheda were beaten 2-0 by Sligo on Friday and Waterford lost 1-0 to Dundalk, will that give Harps players more belief that they can get out of that relegation playoff spot?
I just think it's you take it game by game, really, you know. I mean, there's good belief in that squad that, you know, and they have great character, and they never see die attitude they've shown so far this season, and they're going to need that in an abundance going forward for the next four matches. So yeah, listen, it's, you just take it game by game, isn't it? And you know, can you get two back-to-back victories? You know, that's the key, really. So yeah, that, when you consider the draw on Monday night, Derry on Friday night, so they're two massive games for Ollie and his team. So it's an opportunity to get back-to-back victories, and then you've Longford then the very last match of the season, and you can sit on, you know, that's another one that's potentially another 3 points at home. So you know, if they can pick out of those three matches, if they can pick out 7 points, that might be enough to get them over the line, and that's what you're looking for. So somewhere along the line, they need to pick up points to go over and to leapfrog Waterford, because Waterford are in a really current good form, and they're very good at home, and they're defensively very good and don't concede too many. So, but they have Shamrock Rovers as well, and following Friday, so that's not going to be easy for them. So yeah, there's a lot of hard games, a lot of twists and turns. It will go down to the last match of the season, I've no doubt about that. So it's the team that has the bottle, and you know, if you can keep everybody fit and well and no suspensions, that could be key as well. So yeah, listen, it's never easy with Harps. It always comes down to the last game or so, and you know, and if the worst comes to worst and you end up in the playoff spot, it just adds a bit more excitement. But I mean, you have to say that, I mean, you could potentially have a team that's just in the playoff spot on 45 points or close to 45 points, which has never been heard of or done before. So it'll not be an easy ask for any team coming up in the first division to play any of the teams in the playoff spot, whoever that will be.
Yeah, moving away from that then, also on Friday night, Donegal's Ronan Boyce netted his seventh goal of the season to earn Derry a 1-1 draw with Bowes. Seven goals in a league season for a defender, that's quite impressive, isn't it?
That's very impressive. He's top goal scorer for the club. That's how impressive it is, you know. So, well, you know, so just shows you, like, it's very impressive. And it's, you know, and considering this is his first real season in the Premier League, and he's just seven goals, and it's one of those ones where things seem to come very easy for him. And when he gets opportunities, which he doesn't get too many opportunities in the games, but every time he gets an opportunity, he seems to hit the back of the net, which is incredible. So. It probably, everything looks easy and seems easy for him, and next year, you know, it could be a wee bit different. He mightn't get the same breaks in front of goal, but you have to say, I mean, seven goals, and he's got crucial points for Derry out of those 7 ones. I mean, there's never scored a goal where the games are Derry can't get back in. There've been draws. They've got 3 points up in Sligo early in the season as well, the late strike as well, and they always seem to come quite late in the games as well. So it's remarkable season for him, and you know, it'll be interesting to see now, you know, will he get some sort of award at the end of the year, Young Player of the Year. He's definitely got an opportunity for to be nominated for that, and maybe won the award, because 7 goals is incredible for him. But yeah, it obviously gets Derry City a big point against Bowes, with Promise obviously scored earlier in the 50th minute for Bowes, and it looks like they're going to see out and get 3 points, and Ronan Boyce comes up in the 93rd minute to snatch a draw, and you know, keeps their European aspirations alive, you know, with 4 games to go as such, and you know, they have obviously Waterford away on Tuesday, and they've also Derry or Sligo Rovers at home as well, so they've got a few big games coming up, and that'll probably be the crucial one there, the Sligo Rovers versus Derry City in the Bandy. Well, that'll be crucial because they're very tight down there, and Sligo are in 50 points, Derry City are in 46 points, and Bowes are in 44, so you know, they're probably the three teams that are pushing for that third European qualification spot. So a lot to play for there, but at the minute Sligo Rovers are 4 points ahead. So, and they have Longford coming up as well on Monday night, so that's a chance for them to extend that. So Derry need probably get 3 points down in Waterford on Tuesday evening.
Yeah, you mentioned the gap, it's 4 points between Derry and Sligo. Can they make up those points then and get that third spot?
Yeah, listen, I mean, Sligo Rovers have Longford home, as I said there. They also have St. Pat's away, Derry City away, and they've got Bowes at home. So Sligo Rovers' last 3 games out of those ones are difficult matches. And, you know, it just depends how that goes, because you've obviously Bowes are fighting for Europe, and St. Pat's have qualified now, probably in a clear in second spot. So they're in Europe, and they're also the cup final as well. So their concentration might be in somewhere else. So, but yeah, they have difficult running. Bowes at home, Derry away, Longford at home on Monday evening. So that's probably the 3 points that they'll be looking for, and that might push them. So you just don't know. I mean, Derry need to get probably 3 points. If Derry can get 3 points away to Waterford on Tuesday evening, and with Sligo getting maybe 3 points at home to Longford. You're still 4 points ahead, but was Sligo going to Derry and City away, and that's a massive game then obviously for both clubs, because that's the opportunity that Derry can to cut the points, but also Derry City are home, or away to Finn Harps. So every game is just so big, you know, it just could flip so easy. So and that's where you're looking at from a management point of view, just to break it down and just concentrate in each game, and then whatever you get out of it, you move on to the next one. But it's 3 points, and you know, can Derry City get 3 wins in a row, or can Sligo Rovers get 3 wins in a row? Whoever can get three big victories together will probably end up clinching that first spot.
Yeah, and finally, Declan, you mentioned it already. Derry go away to Waterford on Tuesday. Can they do Harps and themselves a massive favour by beating Mark Burcham's side at home?
Yeah, listen, no doubt about it. I think down through the years, Derry City have had a good record away to Waterford, and have played well down there as well. But this is a different Waterford United team than they were at the start of the season. They're very stubborn. They don't concede much. They play a low block as well, and they're defensively very good. And they have pace that can hurt teams in the counter-attack. So, yeah, listen, Derry will know how to play against them for sure. They have the quality to go down and definitely get 3 points, if not a draw, out of that match. And it will be crucial, obviously. But, you know, it's difficult when teams are fighting for their lives, like Harps and Waterford, you know. And you just don't know who's the best team to play at the minute. But, yeah, it's going to be a difficult one. Can they get 3 points? They certainly will. I mean, yeah, they could do Harps a favour, but more for themselves. They're not worried about Harps. They're more worried about themselves and getting 3 points and trying to get into that third spot ahead of Sligo Rovers. So that's what they'll be concentrating on. But, yeah, listen, it'll be a big ask because Waterford are going really well.
Yeah, and it's a busy week ahead of League of Ireland football. Thanks, Declan, for joining me today on Sunday Sport.